Good morning, everybody.
Tere hommikust.
We have been talking about the attributes of our God.
Me oleme rääkinud Jumala omadustest.
And I'm going to continue with this.
Ja ma jätkan sellega.
Just to look at God.
Et vaadata Jumalat.
In the times that we are in.
Ka nendes aegades, milles me just praegu oleme.
Where we are with the church.
Kui me oleme kogudusega.
And to see what's important for us now.
Ja mõelda sellele, mis on praegu tähtis.
God obviously is speaking to his church.
Jumal ilmselgelt räägib oma kogudusega.
And he's doing this today.
Ja ta teeb seda täna.
And you who are guests here, you're very welcome.
Ja kui te olete täna siin külalistena, siis tere tulemast.
God wants to speak to you as well.
Jumal tahab rääkida ka sinuga.
Because he has a plan.
Sest tal on plaan.
And he knows what he's doing.
Ja ta teab, mis ta teeb.
And everything that's happened in the world.
Ja kõik, mis toimub maailmas.
It's because he allows it.
On selle tõttu, et tema seda lubab.
So it's best to go to him.
Nii, et seda on parim minna tema juurde.
And get the answers for all of our life.
Ja saada vastused otse temalt oma elu jaoks.
Today the topic is our God is holy.
Ja tänane teema on Jumal on püha.
He is holy.
Ta on püha.
God is holy.
Jumal on püha.
Let's pray.
Paletame.
Thank you, Father God.
Tänu sulle, Isa Jumal.
That you have shown us yourself.
Et sa oled näidanud ennast meile.
Through your son Jesus Christ.
Läbi Jeesuse oma poja.
And today we can come to you.
Ja täna me võime tulla sinu juurde.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Selle tõttu, mida Jeesus on juba teinud.
And what is accomplished for us.
Meie jaoks.
So pray that you would speak to us, Father.
Nii et me palume, et sa räägiks meiega.
We open our hearts and our minds.
Ja avame sulle oma südamid ja meeled.
And we pray that you would shift them.
Ja me täname, et sa, ja palume, et sa liigutaks neid.
And Holy Spirit.
Püha vaim.
You are our awesome teacher.
Sa oled meie imeline õpetaja.
So lead us into all truth today.
Nii et juhatame täna kõigesse tõtte.
In Jesus name, amen.
Jeesuse nimel, amen.
Well, God says so many times in the Bible.
Nii palju kordi Jumal räägib Biiblis.
Especially in the third book of Moses in Leviticus.
Eriti siis kolmandas Moosese raamatus.
When he's brought them out of Egypt.
Kui ta on toonud nad välja Egiptusest.
And he's revealing to them who he is.
Ja näitab neile jätkuvalt, kes ta on.
He says, I am your Lord.
Mina olen sinu Jumal.
Your God.
Sinu Jumal.
I am holy.
Ma olen püha.
Therefore you be holy.
Seetõttu ole ka sina püha.
So his desire for us is to be holy.
Siis tema soov meie jaoks on olla, et me oleksime väga pühad.
You know, Paul says in his letter to Corinthians.
Paulus ütleb oma kirjas Korintastele.
When he's greeting them in the first few verses.
Kui ta tervitab neid esimestes salmides.
He says to them, you know, you are sanctified in Christ Jesus.
Tähendab, te olete pühitsedud Kristuses Jeesuses.
Therefore, you are called to be holy.
Selle tõttu te olete kutsutud ka pühadusele.
Let's look at some of these verses just quickly.
Vaatame neid mõningaid salme nüüd.
So if you go to Leviticus, if you have your Bible, open it now.
Nii et kui sul on Biibel, siis ava see kolmanda Moosese raamatust.
And the chapter is 11.
Ja see on 11. Peatükk.
It's always good to have your Bible in church.
Alati on hea Biiblit kirikus kaasas kanda.
That you can check what is being said.
Et sa saad kontrollida, mida räägitakse.
You don't just take us for our word.
Et sa lihtsalt ei võta ainult nagu meie sõna põhjal.
Because the answers for your life is in here.
Sest vastused sinu elu jaoks on siin.
So it's good to read it and make note of what is being
seda said. Lugeda ja vaata, mis siin on.
And verse 44 in chapter 11 says.
Ja 11. peatükkis salm 44 öeldakse.
For I am the Lord your God.
Sest mina olen Issand teie Jumal.
Consecrate yourselves therefore.
Pühitsege siis endid.
And be holy for I am holy.
Ja olge pühad, sest mina olen püha.
And this is he's talking about, you know, the laws that is given about the food.
Ja siin edasi tulevad siis seadused toidu kohta.
And he still says for verse 45.
Ja 45. Salmist ütleb jälle.
For I am the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God.
Ta ütleb, et mina olen Issand, kes teid tõi välja Egiptuse maalt, et olla teile Jumalaks.
You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
Olge siis pühad, sest mina olen püha.
Let's go to chapter 19.
Lähme peatükki 19.
And the verse is number 2.
Ja salm on number 2.
And, chapter, verse 1 as well. And the Lord spoke to Moses saying.
Ja issand rääkis Moosesega öeldes.
Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel.
Räägi kogu Iisraeli laste kogudusega.
And say to them.
Ja ütle neile.
You shall be holy for I the Lord your God am holy.
Olge pühad, sest mina issand teie Jumal olen püha.
Okay, let's keep going chapter 20.
Salm või tähendab peatükk 20.
Verse 26.
Salm 26.
He talks about all the nations around
Siin
them.
Räägitakse erinevatest rahvastest nende ümber.
Verse 26, you shall be holy to me, for I am the Lord.
Olge siis mulle pühad, sest mina issand olen püha.
And have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine.
Ma olen teid eraldanud teistest rahvastest, et te oleksite minu päralt.
I have separated you.
Ma olen teid eraldanud.
You might ask, what is being holy? What does it mean?
Sa võibolla küsida nüüd, et mis see olla püha siis tähendab.
What does this word actually mean?
Mida see sõna tegelikult tähendab?
And it's very simple.
Ja see on väga lihtne.
It does mean to be set apart.
See tähendab olla pandud eraldi.
He's separated.
Lihtsalt eraldatud.
That's all it means.
See on see kõik, mis see tähendab.
God says here, I have separated you from other nations.
Jumal ütleb, ma olen teid eraldanud teistest rahvastest.
And in the fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy...
ja viiendas Mooses raamatus.
Well, you don't have to open it, but he says also like, you know, because I am walking among you, my dear people.
Ja siin ta ütleb, et ma, kuna mina käin teie keskel.
Your camp should be holy for me as well.
Siis ka teie laager peaks olema minu jaoks püha.
So make sure that it's holy, it's set apart for me.
Nii et mõelge siis sellele, et see oleks nagu teie, et see oleks minu jaoks eraldi pandud.
So it's saying our lives where we live.
Nii et ka meie elud, kus me elame.
Our home, our
meie kodud,
surroundings.
Meie ümbruskond.
Make them holy for the Lord. Set them apart.
Pange nad eraldi Jumala jaoks.
Because he is set apart.
Sest tema on ise ka eraldi olev.
So this is what he's asking of us.
Nii et see on see, mida ta meilt palub.
You know, like your wedding is coming up.
Nüüd sinu, oletame, sinu pulmtula on tulemas.
And you need a flower arranger, right?
Ja nüüd sul on vaja seda lille seadjat.
And you go to your friend or a person or a shop somewhere.
Ja sa lähed kuskile sõbra juurde või kuskile poodi.
And say, please, you know, can you do the flowers?
Ja ütled, et kas te võiksite teha mulle need lilled korda panna.
And then she, let's assume, it's a woman.
Oletame, et see on siis naine ja ütleme, et siis...
Starts to look around all the flowers she has.
Ta hakkab siis vaatama kõike need lilli, mis tal on.
And she finds some really nice ones.
Ja ta lõiab. Kenad lilled mingid.
And she takes them and gives to her helper there.
Ja ta võtab need ja annab siis oma abilise kätte.
And says, take good care of these.
Ja ta ütleb, et nad võiksid sellest hoolitseda.
Put them apart.
Ja need võiksid panna eraldi.
From these we're gonna make the bouquet for the bride.
Ja siis me võiksime teha sellest nendest need, need kimbud pruudile.
Kus... This is very important.
Sest see on väga tähtis.
And then she might go and do all the other flowers.
Ja siis ta võibolla läheb vaatab teisi lilli.
And you need different flowers, don't you?
Ja pulmaks on vaja erinevaid lilli.
You might even need some pebbles to throw at the on the floor.
Sul on võibolla isegi vaja need mingisuguseid heina kõrsi, et visata põrandale.
To be walked upon.
Et millele saaks kõndida.
But some flowers...
Aga mõned lilled.
You've set apart.
Oled sa panud eraldi.
And if one of them gets ruined.
Ja kui mõni neist rikneb.
You switch it.
Siis sa vahetad selle ära.
You want these to be beautiful.
Sa tahad, et need oleksid ilusad.
You want these to be perfect.
Sa tahad, et need oleksid perfektsed.
That is what it means to be set apart.
See on see, mis tähendab olla eraldi pandud.
And you are the bride of Christ.
Ja sina oled Kristuse pruut.
How much more do you need to be set apart?
Kui palju enam sina peaks olema
You're
kõrvale
not just
pandud.
Some flower.
Sa ei ole lihtsalt lill.
You are going to be the bride walking down the aisle.
Sa oled see pruut, kes hakkab seal vahekäigus kõndima.
To meet your King Jesus.
Et kohtuda oma kuningas Jeesusega.
You know, he is doing everything he can to make you holy.
Ja tema teeb kõik selleks, et sina saaksid olla püha.
So that you could be ready for him completely.
Et sa oleksid tema jaoks valmis täielikult.
This is his desire for you.
See on tema igatsus sinu jaoks.
In the tabernacle, in the desert, when Moses was writing all these books.
Telgis kõrbes, kus ka millest räägivad Mooses raamatud.
When he was setting up the tabernacle and all the things for sacrifices and the
Kui see lepingu telk üles seati ja kõik need ohvrikohad ja niimoodi.
He said like God said to Moses on the mountain.
Siis Jumal ütles Moosele mäe otsas.
You shall mix together this anointing oil.
That's et saab pead segama selle võidmisõli.
You know, you take one part of this spice and this oil and this spice and you mix it together.
Sa võtad nii palju seda vürtsi ja nii palju seda õli ja segad et segamini.
And this will be the holy recipe for this anointing oil.
Ja see on selle võidmisõli püha retsept.
And then you will you know throw this oil on all these different utensils and
Ja siis sa paned seda õli erinevatele asjadele, mis seal siis lepingu telgis on.
To consecrate it, to make it holy.
Et teha need pühaks.
To make them ready for the worship service.
Et pühitseda nad Jumala teenimiseks.
And then he says,
Ja siis ta ütleb,
if anybody else makes the same mixture of oil,
et kui keegi teine teeb samasuguse õli segu,
even accidentally,
isegi kogemata,
you have to put them out of the camp.
Siis me peame ta panema laagrist välja.
You have to send them away.
Sa pead ära saatma.
This oil,
see õli,
this recipe,
see retsept,
it's set apart,
on eraldi pandud.
This is for this purpose only.
See on ainult selleks eesmärgiks.
And this was how God was teaching us.
Ja see on see, kuidas Jumal meid õpetas.
How he wants to sanctify us.
Kuidas ta tahab meid pühitseda.
How he really wants to take us and set us apart.
Kuidas ta tahab võtta ja panna meid kõrvale.
To worship, be ready to worship him.
Et me oleksime valmis teda ülistama.
And be people that he has chosen.
Ja olla need inimesed, keda tema on valinud.
So, how can we be holy more?
Kuidas me võime rohkem pühad olla?
It's a good question, isn't it?
See on hea küsimus.
I believe you want to be holy.
Ma usun, et sa tahad olla püha.
If you come close to God, that's what you want to do.
Kui sa tuled Jumalale ligemale, siis see on see, mis sa teed ju.
If you get saved, you want to be more like Jesus.
Kui sa saad päästetud, siis sa tahad olla rohkem Jeesuse moodi.
But sometimes we don't exactly know what it means.
Aga mõnikord me ei tea, mis see tähendab.
And especially when we come from this world,
eriti kui me tuleme sellest maailmast,
where everything works the opposite way as in the kingdom,
kus kõik toimib vastupidiselt kuningriigi printsiibile,
it might take us some time to understand.
See võtab natuke aega sellest aru saada.
And you know, one thing is for sure.
Aga üks asi on kindel.
You do not get holy from the outside in.
Sa ei saa nagu niimoodi pühaks, et tehes seda väljaspool sisse poole.
And this is what we often want to do.
Ja see on see, mis me tihti tahame teha.
We think that if we are, you know, act as a better person,
me mõtleme, et kui me käitume paremini,
then we will be more holy.
Siis me oleme rohkem pühad.
This is, you know, typical, this is what happens to the people around Jesus all the time.
See on see, mis on tüüpiline, see juhtub inimestega Jeesuse ligiduses kogu aeg.
And the Pharisees, for example, are famous for this.
Ja farisärid olid ilmselt väga tuntud selle poolest.
They hope that by their outward actions
Nad lootsid, et nende väline tegutsemine, käitumine
somehow makes them better people.
Teeb neid kuidagi paremataks inimesteks.
But it's the opposite is the case.
Aga vastupidine on see, mis tegelikult on.
Your inside person
Sinu sisemine inimene
makes your outward actions better.
Teeb sinu välised käitumised paremaks.
You know, I remember once
ma mäletan ühte korda
well there was this anyway my background is I come from a Baptist church background
minu taust on see et ma tulen baptisti kogudusest
and as you grow up in there
ja kui sa seal üles kasvad
you hear this thing that you should not drink alcohol
siis sa kuuled seal et ära ju alkoholi
and it wasn't particularly maybe a strong belief in our family
See võibolla ei olnud meie perekonnas nii suur nagu selline veendumus.
I didn't maybe necessarily get it from there.
Ma võibolla ei saanud seda sealt.
But every time we went to a Bible days or some place
Aga
like
iga kord, kui me läksime kuskile Biibli päevadele või sellise
There would
kohta,
be some famous preacher there.
Siis oli seal üks kuulus jutlustaja.
Says, you know, we are different from the world.
Ja ta ütles, et me oleme erinevad maailmast.
And we do not drink alcohol.
Ja meie ei joo alkoholi.
Might be a wise thing to do, you know, especially a few years ago when everybody was... drinking all the time.
Ja võibolla sa oli tarkasi teha, eriti mõned aastat tagasi, kui kõik jäid kogu aeg nii.
And it was like the currency in Soviet time, wasn't it?
Ja see oli nagu mingisugune valuuta nõukogude ajal.
Everybody was just drinking, because there was nothing else to do.
Kõik jäid, sest pole midagi muud teha.
And I mean, everybody's drinking now, because there's nothing else to do.
Ja praegu kõik joovad, sest nii pole mitte midagi teha.
But there was this belief that a Christian should not drink in me.
Aga oli selline uskumus, et kristlased ei joo.
Or like I can be one of those Christians, special one who doesn't drink.
Või ja mina võin olla üks sellest erilistest kristlastest, kes ei joo.
You know, it's a nice thing if you want to do that.
See on kena asi, kui sa tahad seda teha.
Unless.
Kui just.
It doesn't make you feel like you're better than others.
See ei tekita seda, et sa tunned ennast teistest, et sa oled teistest parem.
Because you feel like I'm a little bit better than this one who, you know, drinks beer sometimes.
Ma olen parem kui see, kes mõjul õlut joob.
And what does it produce?
Mida see teeb?
Nothing.
Mitte midagi.
He produces religion.
See teeb, tekitab religiooni.
Nothing that's beneficial to me.
Mitte midagi, mis minule kasuks oleks.
It actually puts me into a bondage.
See paneb mind tegelikult ikkesse.
I'm always comparing myself to other people.
Ma alati võrdlen ennast teiste inimestega.
Trying to be a little bit better.
Proovin natuke parem olla.
Trying to feel better. Lord, I want to be better for you.
Proovin palvetan, et Jumal, ma tahan sulle parem olla.
Until I realized this one day.
Kuni vahel päeval sain aru.
Is that this is the reason I do it?
Et ma teen seda sellel põhjusel.
We had some guests over once.
Meil olid kunagi ühed külalised.
And they had brought a bottle of wine.
Nad olid toonud pudeli veini.
And it was in our fridge.
Ja see oli meie külmikus.
I was home alone.
Ja ma olin üksi kodus.
And I thought, I'm going to do it.
Ja ma mõtlesin, okei, ma teen seda.
I'm going to drink some wine.
Ma joon natuke veini.
So that I can never say again.
Et ma kunagi ei peaks enam ütlema.
I've never drank any alcohol.
Et ma ei ole joonud kunagi ühtegi alkoholi.
I took like one, you know, you screw the cork off and you fill the little lid.
Ja siis ma keerasin korgi maha ja täits selle.
And took a little sip.
Ja võtsin väikse langsu.
Didn't even like it.
Mul ei meeldinud see.
But now I couldn't say I've never drank alcohol.
Aga nüüd ma ei pinnad ütlema, et ma pole kunagi alkoholi joonud.
You can try to do something that looks really holy.
Sa võid proovida teha midagi, mis paistab tõesti püha.
But actually it produces pride.
Aga tegelikkuses see sünnitab uhkust.
It produces bondage.
See tekitab sidet.
Jesus said to the Pharisees.
Jeesutas valisaridele.
You take so, you know, you make so sure that the cup is clean on the outside.
Te teete nii palju vaeva, näete sellega, et see karikas oleks puhas väljast.
You know, look at me everybody.
Vaadake kõik mind.
I'm so clean.
Ma olen nii puhas.
I'm so holy.
Ma olen nii püha.
But you don't realize that it's full of filth.
Aga ei saa aru, et tegelikult seespoolt on täis igasugust mustust.
It's full of poison.
Igasugust mürki.
What's the real purpose of a cup?
Mis on selle tassi tõeline eesmärk?
Is it to look nice?
Kas paista kena välja?
Or is it to carry some drink to some person?
Või et kanda jooki mõnele inimesele?
It is what's on the inside that matters.
See, mis sees on, see määrab.
That's what matters in your life as well.
Ja see määrab sinu elus ka.
And you know, God does not want you to have these burdens and make yourself feel like you're more holy.
Jumal ei taha, et sul oleks see koorem, et sa pead ennast tegema kuidagi rohkem pühaks.
Because he sanctified you on the cross.
Sest tema pühitses sind ristil, kus ta tegi sind pühaks.
Made you righteous with him.
Ta tegi sind õigeks tema ees.
You know, one of my heroes, I've told you many times about George Whitefield.
Üks minu kangelasi, George Whitefield.
Once this guy came to him completely drunk.
Ükskord üks sel tuli tema juurde ja see oli täiesti purjus.
And he comes to him, George Whitefield.
Ja ta tuli, yeah, George Whitefield.
Hey, do you remember me?
Sa kindlasti mäletad mind.
George says, oh no sir, I don't remember you.
Ja George ütles, herra, ma tegelikult ei mäleta sind.
He said, ah, you know, a few years ago, I'm one of your converts.
No tulete meelde, paar aastat tagasi, ma olin üks sinu pöördunuist.
And George Whitefield says, ah.
Ja George Whitefield ütleb, jah.
I should have known that you're one of my converts.
Ma peaks mida sama aru, et sa oled üks minu pöördunutest.
Because if you were a convert of Christ, you would be sober now.
Sest kui sa oleksid Kristuse pöördunud, siis sa oleksid praegu kaine.
You know, I am converted.
Mina olen pöördunud.
I am, you know, living for God, I think.
Ma mõtlen, et ma elan Jumalale.
But what matters more is the inside conversion.
Aga mis rohkem tähendab midagi, on sisemine pöördumine.
If Jesus change your heart.
Kui Jeesus muudab sinu südame.
The outside of your life is going to start to change.
Siis hakkab ka see väline elu sul muutuma.
And this is his purpose for you.
Ja see on tema eesmärk sinu jaoks.
And it's quite interesting.
See on küllaltki huvitav.
That you know, well, Jesus does say that it doesn't make you unclean, the stuff that goes in you, doesn't it?
Jeesus ütleb, et see kraam, mis su sisse läheb, ei saa sind tegelikult mustaks teha.
What comes out of you is what makes you clean.
See kraam, mis sinust välja tuleb, see võib teha sind mustaks.
And the Pharisees had a big argument with the disciples about this.
Ja fariseed oli suur argument, tähendab või vaidlus see jüngritega selle üle.
So they try to do these righteous things.
Püüdas teha õiget asja.
But they missed the point.
Aga nad panid märgist mööda.
They missed the point of the inside life.
Nad panid mööda sellest, et nad ei näinud, mis on sisemine elu.
Because if you have this conviction in your heart,
sest kui sul on sisemine veendumus,
it's going to change the way you see everything.
Südames, siis sa muudab kõike, kuidas sa midagi näed.
You know, George Whitefield, he used to preach for thousands of people
George
on fields.
George Whitefield jutustas tuhandatele inimestele põldudel.
He would sometimes go to like a fair or like a amusement park and start preaching.
Ta mõningad läks kuskil laadale või lõbustuspark ja hakkas jutlustama.
And draw the crowd away from the attractions.
Ja tõi selle rahvaselt lõbustuste juurest eemale.
Or they would be in the middle of the two and like do I want to listen to this you know this magician or do I want to listen to this preacher?
Või ta olid seal kuskil vahe peal, et kas ma vaatan seda, kuidas see trikimeister seal midagi teeb või kuulan jutlustajat.
And a lot of people hated him for this.
Ja paljudele ta ei meeldinud.
But it did not affect him.
Aga see teda ei mõjutanud.
He would keep preaching no matter what happened.
Ta jutlustab ikka ükskõik, mis juhtub.
People would throw stuff at him.
Inimesed viiskavad talle asju.
You know, rotten eggs.
Näiteks mädamunasid.
And rotten tomatoes.
Ja mädanen tomateid.
And he said he never stopped preaching.
Aga ta ei lõpeta jutlustamist.
Unless something landed in his mouth.
Vastasel juhul, kui midagi tema suhu maandub.
And he stopped for a second to take it out.
Siis ta peab peatuma ja selle sealt välja kaukima.
And keep preaching.
Ja jätkama jutlustamist.
They would cut up dead animals.
Nad lõikavad neid surnud loomi.
And throw the dead pieces of these animals at him.
Ja viskavad neid surnud looma tükked alla.
If one of those Pharisees
kui üks neist variseridest
had been hit by a piece of a dead animal,
oleks saanud pihta surnud looma tükiga,
he would be unclean,
siis ta oleks ebapüha.
He would go home,
siis ta läheks koju.
He would wash his clothes,
siis ta peaks oma riided.
He wouldn't touch anything for a day,
siis ta päev otsa ei puudutaks midagi.
Because he's trying to be so holy,
sest ta püüab olla nii püha.
He's trying to do everything by the books and by the rules,
siis ta püüab teha kõike seaduste ja raamatute järgi.
But he misses the point,
aga ta paneb märgist mööda.
That it's to have Jesus in your life,
mis tähendab omada Jeesust oma elus.
Then you have this force that nothing can stop you.
Siis on sul see jõud, mis sind ei saa, et keegi ei saa sind peatada.
God is with you.
Jumal on sinuga.
And he wants to put his holiness.
Ja ta tahab oma pühaduse panna sinu sisse.
On you?
Sinu peale.
You realize that you are set apart for his missions.
Siis saad aru, et sind on kõrvale pandud tema missiooni jaoks.
You know, Jesus,
Jeesus,
his mission,
tema missioon,
was to save you.
Oli sind päästa.
He was set apart for that purpose.
Tema oli eraldi asetatud selle eesmärgi jaoks.
And everything that was around him.
Ja kõik, mis oli tema ümber.
He had this these eyes or this mindset for it.
Tal oli
silme. That's how he saw it.
Ainult selle jaoks.
He knew that his purpose was to end up on the cross.
Ta teadis, et tema eesmärk on jõuda ristile.
And his purpose was to not get entangled by this world.
Ja mitte saada haaratud sellest maailmast.
You know, Bible says he was tempted in every single way.
Piibel ütleb, et teda oli kiusatud kõiges, kõigil viisidel.
Yet he was without sin.
Ja ometi oli ilma patuta.
When he was 40 days in the desert.
Kui ta oli 40 päeva kõrbes, ei söönud, ei joonud.
You know, it was a real temptation.
See oli tegelik kiusatus.
Jesus wasn't just standing there.
Jeesus ei seisnud seal lihtsalt.
Just rebuking the devil.
Ja sõidelnud saatanat.
Hey, get lost.
Tõmba utu.
He was hungry.
Ta oli näljane.
He was thirsty.
Ta oli janune.
When Satan said, make these stones into bread.
Kui saatan ütles, no tee neist kividest leiva.
He hadn't eaten for 40 days.
Ta olnud söönud 40 päeva.
This was a temptation.
See oli kiusatus.
This was a real temptation.
See oli päris kiusatus.
That he was facing.
Mida ta kohtas.
But he managed to reject it.
Aga ta sai hakkama sellega, et ta tõrjus selle eemale.
Because he had another purpose.
Sest ta oli teine eesmärk.
He could not give in to sin.
Tal ei olnud võimalik patule järgi anda.
So he could make it on the cross.
Et ta saaks ristile jõuda.
So he could save us.
Et ta võiks meid päästa.
You remember 2018, few years ago, there was this...
2018 mõned aastat tagasi oli siis...
In Thailand, there was this football team who went to this cave and got stuck, do you remember?
Mäletad, seal oli üks jalgpallimeeskond, kes läks sinna koopasse ja jäi sinna kinni.
And as the water was rising because of the heavy rainfall.
Ja siis vesi kerkis, kuna oli suured ihmad.
So they had to go further and further into the cave.
Nii pidid nad siis järjest taganema koopa tagumistesse soppidesse.
And it was broadcasted all over the news, do you remember?
See oli üle igal pool uudist.
It was like the global rescue project.
See oli ülemaailmne pääste operatsioon.
I mean, it was exciting and scary and you think like, what's gonna happen?
Ja siis oli nagu hirmus seda vaatama, mis saab.
Because it was a real problem for these boys.
Sest nende poiste jaoks, kes seal olid, oli see tegelik probleem.
But it was nice to see how everybody came together to try to get them out.
Oli kena näha, kuidas kõik tegid koostööd, et neid sealt välja saada.
But you know the story and what happened.
Aga te teate seda lugu, mis juhtus.
They were missing for a week.
Nad olid nädal otsa kadunud.
Nobody knew how to even get to them or find them.
Keegi ei teadnud isegi, kuidas nad on jõuda.
And finally these two British divers, do you remember?
Ja lõpuks olid seal kaks inglise sukeldujat.
Who found their way through this narrow cave system.
Kes leidsid selle tee läbi sellise koobaste laburindi.
I mean, it said sometimes they had to take off their oxygen tank.
Mõnikord nad pidid oma selle apnikubalooni ära võtma.
To get through these narrow passageways.
Et saada läbi nendest kitsastest käikudest.
They would have to breathe in.
Nad pidid sisse hingama.
To push themselves through.
Et siis läbi pressida sealt sellest avausest.
To get to these guys.
Et jõuda nende poisteni.
Imagine, finally.
Kujuta ette, kui lõpuks.
These boys, I think it was 10 days later or something.
See oli umbes vist 10 päeva pärast.
When somebody comes out of the water with the torch on his head.
Kui keegi tuleb sealt veest välja, tal on see taskulamp pea kohal.
He reached them.
Ta jõuab nendeni.
He managed to get to them.
Ta läks korda nende jõuda.
He managed to get to them to save them.
Ta sai jõudis nendeni, et neid päästa.
They used all of their best techniques and knowledge.
Kasutasid kõikima parimaid tehnikaid ja asja, mis neil oli.
But they had to go themselves to get them.
Aga nad pidid ise kohale minema, et neid päästa.
They were willing to give their own lives to get them.
Nad olid valmis oma elust ilma jääma.
It wasn't about, you know, lots of people had awesome ideas.
Paljudel inimestel oli palju ideid.
Let's build a robotic submarine.
Ehitame mingisuse robotalve laeva.
So that we can send it to get the boys.
Et see võiks jõuda poisteni ja need sealt ära tuua.
So that I can look good.
Sest et mina paistaksin siis kena välja.
Look what I have made.
Vaata, mis ma olen teinud.
These scientists weren't willing to go and dive in the caves
Aga
themselves.
Aga need teadlased ei olnud neil poolt soov ise, et minna sinna sukelduma.
But these two divers.
Aga need kaks sukeldujat.
They had to go.
Neil oli vaja minna.
And they couldn't get stuck by the world, by ja, the caves.
Ja neil ei olnud võimalik jääda kinni koobastesse.
They had to go to get these boys out.
Neil oli tarvis poisid kätte saada sealt.
And they came out one by one.
Ja üks haaval nad tõinud saad välja.
Something like 4 kilometers into the cave.
Ja see oli kusagil 4 kilometrit koobastikus.
One by one they all dived out from there.
Ja nad sukeldusid üks ühe järgi sealt välja nendega.
This is exactly what Jesus has done for us.
Ja see on see, mis Jeesus on teinud meiega.
He had to dive.
Jeesus pidi sukelduma.
To the bottom of the human filth.
Sukelduma inimmustuse sügaviku.
He had to dive to the bottom of the sin.
Patu sügaviku.
And not be affected by it.
Ja mitte sellest saama mõjutatud.
That's what he wants for us.
See on see, mis ta meile tahab.
That's what it means to be holy.
See on see, mis tähendab olla püha.
That's what it means to live for God and live for him.
See on see, mis tähendab elada Jumalale.
Because those things that we put on ourselves.
Asjad, mis me endale paneme.
That we try to achieve.
Mida me püüame saavutada.
To make ourselves look more holy.
Et me rohkem pühad välja paistaks.
You know, you might do different things.
Sa võid proovida teha erinevad asju.
You might, I'm not drinking alcohol. That's my example.
Sa võid teha, nagu minu näide oli, et ma ei joo alkoholi.
I always pay my taxes on time.
Ma alati maksan oma maksud igaaegselt.
I don't watch any TV.
Ma ei vaata telekat.
You know, I pray every morning.
Ma palatan igal hommikul.
Or I read the Bible 10 times a day.
Loen biiblit 10 korda päevas.
We can do all these things.
Võime teha kõik need asju.
Because we want to feel better about ourselves.
Sest me tahame ennast paremini tunda.
Lord, can you see that I'm really trying here?
Kas sa näed, Jumal, ma siin kõvasti pingutan?
Can you please love me a little bit more?
Kas sa armastaks mind pisut rohkem nüüd?
Can you please notice that I'm actually trying here?
Kas sa tegelikult märkad, et ma siin ikka pingutan?
You know, when we do stuff like that.
Me teeme sellised asju.
You know, we might try to look really holy in the church.
Me proovime kirikus eriti vagad välja paista.
Did you see how high I lifted my hands, Lord?
Kas sa näed, kui kõrgele ma tõstsin oma käe?
Did you hear the prayer I said?
Kas sa kuulsid seda palvet, mis ma ütlesin?
How beautiful all the words were.
Kui kaunid olid kõik sõnad.
Jesus said to the Pharisees.
Jeesus ütles fariseeridele.
You know, you think you are better because of your long prayers.
Kas te tõesti arvate, et te olete paremad oma pikkade palvete pärast?
And because of your prayer robes and everything.
Ja oma palve kuubede ja kõige selle värgi pärast.
And putting ashes on your heads.
Ja et panete tuhka omale pähe.
It doesn't matter what you do.
Ei ole tähtis, mis sa teed.
If inside is not right.
Kui sees pole asja õige.
But that's why God says.
Ja sellepärast Jumal ütleb.
I'm going to take my law.
Ma võtan oma seaduse.
Which on the outside is a burden.
Mis väljaspool olles on koorem.
And I'm going to put it in your heart.
Aga ma panen selle sinu südamesse.
I'm going to write it on your heart.
Ma kirjutan selle su südamesse.
I'm saying I'm going to give you my Holy Spirit.
Ja ma annan sulle oma püha vaimu.
When you go hiking with the kids.
Kui sa lähed lastega matkama.
Especially when you want to climb a big hill somewhere.
Kui sa ronid kuskile kõrge künka otsa.
Go to the Munamägi or some place.
Munamäele või kuskile.
Right, let's go have a picnic at the top.
Lähme sinna tippu ja teeme seal pikniku.
So the food
nii see toit,
that you have on your back,
mis on sul seljakotis,
it's a burden,
see on koorem,
until you get to the top,
kuni sa jõuad sinna tippu,
and you eat it all,
ja sa jooseed selle kõik ära,
and then it becomes fuel,
ja siis see muutub kütuseks,
it's gonna become energy,
see muutub energiaks,
and now you can go back and be faster even,
ja nüüd sa võid tagasi minna ja sa võid isegi kiirem olla,
we are not meant to carry these things on our backs,
Me ei pea need asju kandma oma seljakotis.
We are not meant to try and make ourselves more holy by the outward things.
Me ei pea väliste asjade kaudu proovima rohkem pühad olla.
It only makes us more religious.
See teeb meid religioossemateks.
We are trying to earn our own way to the Lord.
Ja me proovime välja teenida oma teed Jumala juurde.
It's the opposite of what Jesus teaches.
See on vastupidi sellele, mida Jeesus õpetab.
It's the opposite of what God wants for you.
See on vastupidi sellele, mida Jumal sinu jaoks tahab.
Trying to look really holy.
Et paista eriti püha välja.
So he wants to change you on the inside.
Nii et Jumal tahab sind seespoolt muuta.
That's what he wants for you.
See on see, mis ta sulle tahab.
That's why we do Route 61.
Selle pärast me teeme rada 61.
That you could open up your heart to him.
Et sa võiksid oma südame talle avada.
He wants to give you his Holy Spirit.
Et ta võiks anda sulle oma püha vaimu.
So that he could help you to become more like Jesus.
Et tema võiks aidata sul olla rohkem Jeesuse moodi.
He wants to heal you
from your past.
And the Holy Spirit.
Ja püha vaim.
He's like a seal, like a guarantee.
Tema on nagu see garantii, nagu see pitser.
That's what the Bible says.
See on see, mida Biibel ütleb.
That, you know, Jesus was marked with this.
Jeesus oli sellega märgitud.
Yeah, just that, you know, in John, he had received the seal of his father, the Holy Spirit.
Ta oli võtnud vastu isalt püha vaimu pitseri.
And the Bible says, the fact that you have received the Holy Spirit,
ja nüüd see fakt, et sa oled püha vaimu vastu võtnud.
This is like the seal, the warranty that you will be raised up on the last day.
See on see tunnistus, see kinnitus, et sind äratakse viimasel päeval üles.
And that you belong to God.
Ja et sa kuulud Jumalale.
So have you received the Holy Spirit yet?
Oled sa võtnud vastu püha vaimu?
You can.
Ja sa võid seda teha.
You should.
Sa peaks seda
It's teha. Available for you.
See on sinu jaoks avatud.
You know, like in the olden days.
Vanadel aegadel.
When there was no planes and things.
Kui polnud lennukeid ja asju.
And everything would go over on the boats.
Ja kõik võisid rännata laevadega.
These merchants or these kings.
Siis need kaupmehed ja kuningad.
They would go to this distant land.
Siis nad läheksid kuskile kaugele maale.
And they would buy all these things for themselves.
Ja nad ostavad kõik asju, mis neil vaja on.
And they would fill these big boxes or storage units.
Ja nad täidavad oma suured laekad nende asjadega.
And they would put their seal on it.
Ja siis nad panad templi sinna peale.
With a wax or something.
Mingi vahaga või asjaga.
So that, you know, months later,
nii et kuid hiljem,
when this ship arrives in their home harbor,
kui see lõpuks laev jõuab koju kodusadamasse,
they go,
siis nemad lähevad,
and pick up every single piece or box that belongs to them.
Ja korjavad üles kõik need kastid, mis kuulusid neile.
This is what God has done with you.
See on see, mis Jumal sinuga on teinud.
He has given him you the warranty.
Ta on annud sulle selle tõendi.
That you belong to him.
Et sa kuulud talle.
That on the last day.
Et viimasel päeval.
He's gonna come and pick up all that belong to him.
Ta tuleb ja võtab kõik, mis talle kuulub.
And no, nobody can break this seal.
Ja keegi ei saa seda pitserit murda.
And you know, this seal on your life.
See pitser sinu elul.
It will produce.
See saavutab seda.
Freedom.
Et vabadust.
Because you can know.
Sest sa tead.
That if God gave me his Holy Spirit.
Et kui Jumal andis püha vaimu.
He must consider me righteous enough.
Siis ta peab mind pidama piisavalt õigeks mõistetuks.
That his Holy Spirit.
Et tema püha vaim.
Holy Spirit.
Püha vaim.
Who is holy.
Kes on püha.
Can live in you.
Võib elada sinus.
So you must be fit as a temple for him. Otherwise you wouldn't come.
Tähendab, sa oled siis sobiv tema templiks, muidu ta ei tuleks ju.
And because of what Jesus has done for you.
Ja selle tõttu, mis Jeesus on teinud sinu jaoks.
You can be.
Sa võid.
You have been washed clean.
Sa oled pestud.
Your sin has been dealt with.
Ja sinu patuga on tegeldud.
And the Holy Spirit can come.
Ja püha vaim saab tulla.
And start to work within your heart.
Ja hakkab tööle sinu südames.
To produce the fruit.
Et tuua esile vili.
And your actions will change.
Ja sinu teod muutuvad.
And it says about Jesus in Psalm 45.
Nüüd psalm 45 öeldakse Jeesuse kohta.
That he was anointed with the oil of gladness.
Et teda Jeesust oli võitud rõõmuõliga.
Above his brothers.
Rohkem kui tema vendi.
He was a happier guy.
Tema oli rõõmsam sell.
Than all of these that were around him.
Kui need, kes olid ta ümber.
And this is what God wants to do for you.
Ja see on see, mis Jumal tahab sinuga teha.
That is the reason.
See on see põhjus.
He wants to give you his Holy Spirit.
Et ta tahab sulle andama püha vaimu.
He wants you to rejoice in him.
Ta tahab, et sa rõõmustaks temas.
Be happy in him, be glad in him.
Et sa oleksid rõõmus temas.
Be free, be ready.
Oleksid valmis, oleksid vaba.
You know, there's Francis of Assisi.
Teab Franciscus Assisist.
If you know his life a little bit.
Kui sa tunned tema elu pisut.
He was a proper holy man.
Ta oli niuke püha mees.
He was a proper guy who rejected the whole world.
Ta oli selline mees, kes hülgas kogu maailma.
He was from the very wealthy family.
Ta oli väga jõukast perekonnast.
He gave it all away.
Ta andis kõik ära.
He went and lived as a monk in this monastery.
Ta läks ja elas mungana kloostris.
You know, there's this story where his father confronts him about the lifestyle.
Ja seal on lugu, kuidas tema isa siis nagu esitab talle väljakutse tema elu stiili kohta.
What are you doing?
Mis sa teed?
You know, he's throwing away all this dad's wealth to the poor people.
Ta viskab nagu kõik oma isa varandused vaestele.
He realizes that he's wearing his dad's clothes.
Ja siis ta saab aru, et ta kannab isa riideid.
And he doesn't agree with his dad about how he uses the you know, almost slaves to become wealthy.
Ja ta ei nõustu sellega, kui ta isa kasutab ära inimesi otse kui orje, et saada jõukaks.
So he takes all his clothes off.
Ta võtab kõik oma riided sellest ära.
Gives them back to his dad.
Annab isale tagasi.
Walks off naked.
Ja kõnnib paljalt minema.
Because he wanted to be rid of all of this.
Sest ta tahtis kõigest vabaks saada.
And he lived in this monastery.
Ja ta elas kloostris.
And my perception of him.
Ja minu vaade temale.
Was that he definitely was this serious guy.
Oli see, et ta oli üks tõsine tegelane.
He was so very holy.
Ta oli nii väga püha.
He was almost, you know, didn't speak a word.
Ta isegi nagu, et ei räägi sõnagi.
Maybe he was crying for the sins of the world all the time.
Võibolla nõttis maailma patude pärast kogu aeg.
But you should watch this movie about him.
Vaatsin filmi tema kohta.
A Brother, Son and Sister Moon.
Vend, Päike ja Õde Kuu on selle filmi nimi.
It's a really old movie.
Küllaltki vana film.
But it shows you how he actually was.
Aga see tegelikult haarab seda, kuidas ta tegelikult oli.
He was the happiest guy.
Ta oli see kõige rõõmsam mees.
Him and you know, people were joining his little monastery.
Inimesed tulid ta väiksesse kloostrisse.
They would give up their wealth.
Nad annavad ära oma varandused.
Their position.
Oma positsiooni.
And they would come and live with him in this monastery that wasn't even finished.
Ja nad tulevad elavad seal, seal kloostris, mis ei olnud isegi valmis ehitatud.
Because this guy was free.
Sest see inimene oli vaba.
He was happy.
Ta oli rõõmus.
They would go and walk around the town.
Nad kõnnivad ringi linnas.
Singing praises to the Lord.
Laulavad kiitust Jumalale.
Sing, giving thanks to the Lord.
Annavad kiitust Jumalale.
And you know they weren't bothered about how they lived.
Ja neil ei läinud korda väga see kuidas nad elasid.
They were happy to be poor.
Nad olid rõõmsad olla vaesed.
They weren't trying to gather as much stuff as they needed or wanted.
Nad proovisid kerjata nii palju asju kui neil vaja oli just.
But they were free for the Lord.
Aga nad olid vabad issanda jaoks.
And this is what God wants for you.
Ja see on see, mis Jumal tahab sinu jaoks.
If you can, you should watch this movie, it's good.
See on hea, kui sa vaatad seda filmi.
But I realized when I was watching this movie.
Aga ma sain aru, kui ma seda filmi vaatasin.
That I had the same image of Jesus, actually.
Et mul oli Jeesuse kohta ka selline pilt.
I thought that he must have been this serious guy.
Ma mõtlesin tema kohta, et ta pidi olema see tõsine vend.
He was always thinking about what he had to do.
Ta kogu aeg mõtles oma kannatustel arvatavasti.
And you know you might have this image of him.
Ja võib-olla sul on temast selline kujutlus.
That is like very quiet.
Ta on väga vaikne.
You know some earlier movies of Jesus, he's like always distant from everybody.
Varased filmid Jeesuse kohta on seda alati kuskil eraldi.
Like very very well behaving.
Ta käitub väga peenelt.
But that's not the truth.
Aga see pole tõsi.
It's not like what he's like.
Ta ei ole selline.
He would have been laughing with his brothers.
Ta oleks naerud oma vendadega.
With his disciples fooling around with them.
Kellega ta koos oli.
He would have been you know rejoicing and singing.
Ta rõõmustas ja ta laulis.
And I know this about Jesus.
Ja ma tean seda Jeesuse kohta.
I know this now.
Ma tean seda nüüd.
I know this because it says he was anointed with the oil of gladness.
Ja ma tean seda sellepärast et siin öeldakse et teda oli võitud rõõmuõliga enam.
But still I have this perception of holiness.
Aga ikkagi mul on see vaade pühadusele.
That it's something really serious.
Et see on midagi väga tõsist.
And something really sort of sad.
See on midagi väga kurba.
But it's just not the truth.
Aga see pole tõsi.
Jesus wants you to be like him.
Jeesus tahab, et sa oleksid nagu tema.
Free of this world.
Vaba sellest maailmast.
So that you can rejoice in him.
Et sa võiksid rõõmustada temas.
Paul says in Philippians chapter 1.
Paulus ütleb Filippi kirja esimeses peatükis.
That you know he has this argument with his readers.
Ta on siis tal on seal nende juhtidega siis selline vaidlus.
With the readers of the book. No he's saying to them that you know for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Ta ütleb et mulle on
well it's
mulle on elamine Kristus ja suremine kasu ütleb Eesti keeles piiblis niimoodi
and he says you know I don't know which one to choose
ja ma ei tea mida valida
because obviously to go to Jesus and be in heaven
sest muidugi minna Jeesusega ja olla taevas
it's far better
on kindlasti palju parem
it's far better than to stay here
kui siia jääda
but
aga
for your benefit
teie heaks
It's better for me to stay.
On parem, et ma jään.
And it says in verse 25.
Ja salmis 25.
It says that it's for your progress.
Ütleb, et teie kasuks.
And your joy.
Ja teie rõõmuks.
This is why I'm here.
Olen ma siin.
This is why I would rather choose to stay.
Teie heaks, ma valin jääda.
So that you would go through progress.
Et teie võiksite kasvada.
And you would have joy.
Ja teil oleks rõõm.
This is important.
See on tähtis.
If you see this is what God wants to give you.
Kui sa näed, et see on mida Jumal tahab sulle anda.
That's why we still have a church.
Seetõttu meil on kirik.
That's why Jesus doesn't just take everybody into heaven who gets saved.
Seetõttu Jeesus ei võta kõike kohe taevasse, kes päästetud saavad.
Because other people.
Sest teised.
we can bring each other to progress and joy.
Me võime tuua üksteisele kasvamist ja rõõmu.
And this being made holy is a progress.
Nii et see pühaks olemine, pühaks saamine on üks progress.
Our justification obviously is instant.
Meie õigeks saamine on hetkeline.
But our sanctification being made holy.
Aga meie pühitsemine, pühaks saamine võtab aega.
It takes time.
See võtab aega.
And we should wait on the Lord that he does it.
Ja me peaksime ootama Issand, et ta seda teeb.
And not do it ourselves.
Ja mitte seda ise tegema.
Because he wants to do this for you.
Sest ta tahab teha seda sinu heaks.
Just finish with the story.
Ma lõpetan selle looga.
Well, it's from the Bible.
See on Biiblist.
Exodus chapter 30 or 20, 32 or something.
See on teise Moosese 20
32 I think it is.
32.
But it's about you know when Aaron goes and makes the golden calf.
See on siis see koht, kus Aaron läheb teeb kuldvasika.
And Aaron is the brother of Moses.
Ja Aaron on Mooses vend.
And he was the spokesman for Moses.
Ta oli Moosese speaker eestkõneleja.
When Moses was in front of the Pharaoh deliver, you know, trying to get his people out of Egypt.
Kui Mooses püüdis oma rahvast Egiptusest välja saada.
So Aaron saw all of these works of the Lord from the very front line.
Siis Aaron nägi sealt esiplaanil kõik need Jumala tegusid.
And this moment,
ja sel hetkel,
he decides to make this calf, this golden calf.
Ja sel hetkel ta otsustas teha kuldvasika.
So what was happening?
Mis juhtus?
Moses was on the mountain.
Mooses oli mäe otsas.
Receiving instructions from the Lord.
Võttes vastu instruktsioone Jumalalt.
And this is, if you read this story, it's such a sad story.
Ja kui sa loed seda, see on tõepoolest üks kurb lugu.
For Moses and for Aaron.
Mooses ja Aaroni jaoks.
And for the people of Israel.
Ja Iisraeli rahva jaoks.
And you know, what was the instructions that God was giving Moses?
Mis olid need juhtnöörid, mis Jumal andis Moosesele?
He was saying,
ta ütles,
make for Aaron your priest.
Pane Aaron omale preestiks.
Make for him the garments of the priest, high priest.
Tee talle ülempreesti rõivad.
Make them special, special, special.
Ja tee nad erilised, erilised,
There's
erilised.
There's a long, you know, description of what these clothes should look like.
Seal on pikk riiete kirjeldus.
You know, all the precious stones on his chest.
Seal on siis kallis kivid siin
and
linna peal.
And golden plate on his head.
Ja kuld plaadid siin
and
ees.
And all these little lines and things make them out of gold.
Ja paljud asjad, mis tulid teha kullast.
This is what God is saying Moses to Moses on the mountain.
See on see, mis Jumal ütles Moosesele.
And on the foot of the mountain.
Aga seal all.
The same man.
Sama mees.
That God is talking to Moses about.
Kellest Jumal räägib Moosesele.
He cannot wait.
Ta ei suuda oodata.
The people come to him.
Ja inimesed tulevad tema juurde.
You know, what's happened to Moses, this
Mis
fellow?
Mis Moosesega on saanud?
You know, where is the God who delivered us from Egypt?
Kus Jumal on, kes meid Egiptusest välja tõi?
And the same Aaron.
Ja sama Aaron.
Says, go and bring me all your golds.
Ütleb, tooge mulle kogu oma kuld.
And it says he put it in the fire.
Ja ta ütleb, nad panid ta tulle, selle kulla tulle.
And they started carving it with these tools.
Ja hakkasid töötlema seda oma tööriistadega.
And he made it into this calf.
Ja nad tegid sellest vasika.
And said to the people.
Ja ütlesid inimestele.
Behold your God who saved you from Egypt.
Vaata, see on see Jumal, kes tõi sind ära Egiptusest.
He couldn't wait.
Ta ei suutnud oodata.
For him to be made into something that God wanted him
Et teda tehtaks millekski või kellekski, kes Jumal tahtis, et on.
It's a sad story because...
Väga kurb lugu.
Because of this...
Selle pärast...
So many of them died.
Väga paljud surid.
So many of them went up to this point and no further.
Paljud tulid just sellesse punkti ja ei läinud sealt enam edasi.
And God allowed plague to come among them.
Jumal lubas seal katku tulla.
But if you wait on the Lord...
Aga kui sa ootad ja issand, et...
He will make us holy.
Siis tema teeb meid pühaks.
We cannot do it out of our own strength.
Me ei saa seda oma jõust teha.
Just gotta submit ourselves to this process.
Me peame alistuma sellele protsessile.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.